Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is Dave Gibson, and my guest today is Jeff. God, I'm blanking on your last name for a second here, Jeff.
Not a problem.
What's your last name?
Jeff Harvey.
Jeff Harvey. Got good. Welcome, Jeff.
Thank you for having me. It was the fun last time we got a chance to meet in person out in Nevada, and you taught me how to do toning.
Oh, cool. Yeah, we did a Nutra Energetics workshop together in Las Vegas.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
As I do for each show, I like to set an intention to that we can hold, of a frequency we can hold throughout the show. And the intention for today's show is to that everybody might harmonize their body, mind, and spirit. Always.
That's perfect.
But before we get started, I want to say a couple of things about what's happening at the school. We've actually got an open house starting next, Sunday on January 15th, and that's from 1 to 6 p.m. And if you're not in the area, you could still get on a plane and make it. We've got the certificate and associate degree program starting on January 17th at the Institute here in San Francisco. And that's a few nights a week with some weekends. We also have basically the same program online starting just on Tuesday, this Tuesday, January 10th. And that's Tuesday and Thursday nights and then Saturday mornings. And, of course, if you can't make those classes, you can also watch the videos of the classes as well. And that's, you know, with all our different instructors, we've got about 15 different instructors that are quite amazing. We also have the Sound Healing Audio Production Program starting this week online. And then on January 17th, we have it starting at the Institute. So you could do it either online or at the Institute. Besides that, we've also got some events coming up. On January 20th, we're doing a meetup for $5 where we're going to be focusing on the law of attraction. And how resonance, how it works based on the laws of resonance. And then we're going to be resonating into being some of our manifestations or whatever we like to manifest. And then on February 12th, we've got the Sound of Love concert with a lot of men and women toning and singing and cello and different instruments. It's an amazing event. We're going to raise the roof with love on February 12th. So if you can make it over, come on down for our Sound of Love concert. If you have any questions, you can call me at 415-777-2486. Or you can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. And, of course, our website is soundhealingcenter.com. Okay, so, Jeff, tell us a bit about yourself and what you do.
Well, I started out when I was a boy doing an awful lot of things with metaphysics, which turns out they're actually just physics that most people consider meta, but they're really not. They just don't understand the physics behind all of it. And so after I spent some time in the Navy, I worked in the intelligence community as an unhandled operative. And my position that most people saw was just as an audio and video technician. So it was kind of interesting. I got exposed to an awful lot of things. I got into deep meditation in those days, astral projection and things of that nature. And then when I got out, I had been exposed to depleted uranium and gamma radiation. And many years later, I was working in the technology fields, doing telecommunications, and I became deathly ill. And I was saved with detox and using basic nutritional healing methodologies like green juices and chelation therapies and things like that that were natural, not chemical in nature. And so when I was saved, it was interesting because I only had about 2 weeks left to live, and my systems were all shutting down. And when I finally came out the other side, I realized that perhaps it was time I started learning about this a little more, because clearly I hadn't been treating my body properly all those years. And like many of us, you know, I didn't eat very well at all. I thought I was, but I wasn't. And so I began learning how to do detox. And so I did more of that with myself, and I helped others. And then I became a practitioner and became board certified in nutrition. And my specialty is detoxification. And it's not just for people who have serious disease conditions, which is what most of our clients are, but we do it also for people interested in metaphysical pursuits. They want to do astral projection. They want to do consciousness projection. And what many people don't realize is that your nervous system is intrinsically linked into those operations. And the better it functions and the more clean your body is from detox, the better results you'll get when you do those operations. So I focus a lot on that because I help the alternative health community, and most of my patients are alternative health practitioners. So that's what I do now, and I spend a lot of time lately doing radionics work. To help people get their consciousness raised, to help them do things in their sleep states they don't normally do as well as they could. I literally have the most lucid dreaming state of probably anyone you can imagine, because all night, every night, I have multiple dreams that are lucid all night long, and I don't miss a single night that way. So it's all because of this.
You're never bored, huh?
No, oh my gosh, it's fabulous.
So it's interesting. So I wanted to talk a little bit about astral projection and how that manifests in the body. You mentioned that it's tied into your nervous system. And is it like just going to a different frequency spectrum? Or how would you explain it from a frequency perspective?
All right, that's an interesting question for one reason only. Everybody has heard about sleep paralysis, right? Well, there's two theories behind sleep paralysis. One is that you get electromagnetic spectrum waves coming through your bedroom while you're laying there in bed, and when they hit, it's your spinal column that's snapping back shut closed, because as you lay in bed, your spinal column relaxes and spreads apart. And it closes down tight to protect that cerebrospinal fluid in there. And that's one theory. The other one is that when you astrally project, if you come back into your body suddenly, you get that jolt that you feel, and that's the other reason why you get a jolt. But before any of that happens, before you launch, many people will hear a frequency that's very high-pitched in their ear, and they'll feel their body buzzing with frequency, and they'll get this vibratory state that freezes them into paralysis. They can't move. They can't talk. All they can do is scream in their mind. And I had that for years. I was scared to death of it. And it was only a few years ago when I found out that that's actually the precursor to launching. So what happens, I believe, is your body begins to vibrate in a particular high-level state, and that's what initiates your ability to launch. And I think, and this is based on what I learned from remote viewing, because I was trained by a military fellow in remote viewing, and what we found was is that to get those pieces of information with remote viewing, you use your nervous system as an antenna. And your mind is the tool that actually guides it to reach out to grab that data out of the field and bring it in. And then, it, of course, it bubbles up through your preconscious processing as archetypical symbols. And that's the reason why when we use radionics, we get a level of 10 times the effects that you normally would just doing it on your own, because we use archetypical symbols to help change the frequencies in the body to launch out there and do things and get them happening on a regular basis and very richly indeed.
So what? Give us an example of some of the archetypical of symbols.
Oh, sure. If you're doing, let's say, a radionic section, and let's say you wanted to do something with, let's say you were working on a program to help you with your marriage partner or business or professional associates. You might use the seventh house, use the symbol for the seventh house, and we have wheels for that, and you can actually take those symbols and put them in your device to use. And then you might want to consider using Venus and Libra to help with that. And so you could use different planets. So if you're taking Venus and you're looking at what it can do, it's good for relating to things, uniting and bringing things together and people together, and connection to join in proper association and perspective. And, of course, Libra being one of the signs, you would use that with that sign. And you basically are being able to do things unitedly with a goal of combining and harmoniously doing things with a desire to manifest agreement. So you would use those symbols, and people would say, well, why would those symbols work? Well, that's really the 50-million-year-old question, because those planets and archetypes were out there for that many years.
Mm-hmm.
And so from the dawn of mankind, we have watched those, we have seen them, and for thousands and thousands of years, we've experimented with them to see what those signs do for effects in our psyche. And that's how that was learned. So we do that every day. We work with archetypical symbols in our preconscious processing, and that's why you get great results using those in a radionics program.
So
it sounds Carl Wells developed some of the earliest technology in the field, and he's the guy who actually put orgone generators in radionics devices, so that made them the most powerful radionics devices on the planet today.
You could use any archetypal typical symbol, which could be a frequency or anything that has built up a resonance by being used over a long period of time.
That's exactly what happens, because when you think of it, a resonance develops in your mind and your body. And really sensitive people like you and some of the others, sometimes some of the psychics and some of the astrologers that have done nothing but keep their bodies really clean and they're tuned into this stuff, they literally vibrate when they see the pictures when they're launching the program.
Uh-huh. So, and in astral projection, you said that that's what you're mostly dealing with. And that's really interesting. So it's really a little more amorphous in that respect, and I mean, because also it makes me think that you could get to some really deep, meaningful, I mean, really powerful archetypal images or symbols that go right to the core of consciousness, huh?
Exactly. And what's interesting is that you're working on technologies that work perfectly hand in hand with our software that we use with our more powerful devices. We basically take sounds that are used for mind, emotions, and things like that, that we put in the background of the operation to actually assist it in getting the results we get. And you're working on some interesting stuff on that, aren't you?
Yeah. It's just a lot of different frequencies and a very powerful intention that I put into the music and sounds that we do. You know, for the people that don't know much about the radionics, tell us about the radionics devices that you're talking about, because you're saying that you can use this as a helper, really, to get you into these states and then to use it as, what are all the different ways? Tell us about what it does.
Sure. I look at radionics as an amplifier for human intention. I loved when you said the word intention and putting powerful intention into your sounds that you use in your music.
Mm-hmm.
Because intention in radionics is a huge part of an operation.
Mm-hmm.
When you do any radionics operation, and everyone on the planet has been doing it since they were a child in their mind, and your brain is fully capable of doing a radionics operation.
Mm-hmm.
Think of, and here are the components. You have a link to the effect or the trend you're trying to use to get your target. So you have a structural link to the trend and a structural link to the target, and then you have to have enough life energy to power the thing. Well, it starts out as an idea in your mind. Well, in your mind, you're thinking, all right, you're a little boy, you're in the kitchen, you're looking up at the counter, and there's the cookie jar. So in your mind, you are eating a chocolate chip cookie, so that's your target. Well, the effect you're going to use to get to that target would be to pull the chair up, climb up on there, and reach into the cookie jar. So if you, in your mind, think of that, that's an abstract idea until it becomes solidified. And it becomes solidified by you doing two things. Thinking about it consciously with severe intent to make that happen, and then adding enough life energy, which is orgone energy or prana or ode or any of the other 20 names that they use for it. And we generate that stuff. So does everything in the universe. So you use that to power the operation to get to your results. And
what is orgone energy?
What's that?
What is orgone energy?
It's a life force energy that we are able to channel, and I can teach you how to do it in about a minute and a half if you want.
Oh, let's go for it.
All right. If you're sitting in a chair, standing up, laying in bed, doesn't matter what, and we're going to do this rudimentarily for the first few seconds, and I'll show you the advanced ways to do it, and it'll take about a minute. All right. If you take and just rest your arms at your side while you're sitting in a chair, laying in bed, and when you take, and before you do this, just listen to the instruction. You're going to breathe in very deeply and imagine from your left hand, you're going to point your index finger out and imagine the orgone energy flowing through that fingertip as you breathe in. Direct that energy all the way up your arm and to your solar plexus. Then what you're going to do is you're going to breathe out and picture it leaving the solar plexus and going out your right arm and out that fingertip. So if you do that maybe once or twice, just right now, you'll see what I mean. Now, what happens is you feel a little buzzing or tingling in that fingertip.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the first time you realize you can move chi energy within your body, because chi and orgone are the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's life energy. So you can use that, and then what you do is once you get good at just bringing it in, and don't exhale and put it out the other arm, just bring it in and store it in your chest.
Mm-hmm.
Then, when you're breathing, exhale and run it up the middle of your spine, up your back, and into your pituitary, your pineal, your thalamus, your hypothalamus, any of those areas. And you can charge those with orgone energy to help you launch better and to get much better results doing these things.
Cool.
And then if you want to add to that, you can moon gaze on a full moon, which is tonight, tomorrow, and the night after are really good nights, mm-hmm. because as long as it's pretty darn close to the full moon, you can literally take and build your intuition by charging yourself with those energies. And you do the same thing using sun gazing, the first half hour of the day and the last half hour of the day. You can charge other frequencies in the body.
Excellent. You know, this is excellent. In the world of intention, I'm just working on a section in my book, and I'm thinking of intention as based on the hierarchy of frequency that I've talked about in this radio show quite a bit. And that's where you have either pure frequencies, timbres, which are combinations of frequencies, music, which is all about the flow and the quality of the flow, or energy, which is the intention. And so it seems like you can have very pure intentions, like pure frequencies, basically just transmitting love, for example. Or you can have a more of a complex intention. Or you can even have an intention that is about creating a flow in the body or a flow of energy in the planet. Any thoughts about this?
Yeah, that's a radionics operation you're conducting using your mind.
Mm-hmm.
You can use your mind to do these, but here's the problem that most people have. And by the way, this is an ideal thing to teach people, because when you've been teaching them to do this, you've taught them radionics at its basics, which is very powerful because we are extraordinarily powerful orgone generators. However, we both know that you can hold an intention only for so long. If you took a picture and you looked at it for about a half a minute, and then you closed your eyes and tried to hold that picture in there, you might get a half a minute, maybe a minute, maybe 2 minutes maximum that you'll be able to hold it before your mind will start to move, because that's a natural feature of your mind. Where a radionics device comes in, like Carl's, and I have these on my site, it's jefftech.net. There's only one F in Jeff Tech, though. And up there, these devices aren't just a radionics device. They actually have orgone generators built in to amplify and lock on your thoughts to that operation. And when you do that, you run the software to lock it on, you basically link that with your mind, and once it's locked on, it continues to generate orgone energy and keep that focus on the program long after you've gone to go and read a book or go shopping or whatever you're going to do.
Cool. Is the clarity, I assume that the clarity of the intention and how consistently you hold it while at the time you're holding it is more important as well.
I think it's very important. When I teach people to set the radionic setting in the software, I tell them, focus on the text that you typed in for the picture you put in to the software or the symbol. And just do that for maybe 5, 10, 15 seconds while you get a good, strong focus on it. And then click the button to set the rates. Mm-hmm. And that way, you've got a nice, clear link.
Cool. You know what we teach here is to use the sound to change the intention, or not change it, but to add a frequency that represents the intention, or make a sound that represents the intention, and then you can use the sound to help you hold your attention of the intention.
That's a perfect adjunct to setting up a radionics program. That is ideal.
Yeah. I mean, so what we'll do is we'll actually practice, and I'll get people to actually tone for 2 hours straight, and we'll record it. We'll do multiple tracks, and then I've got CDs of these recordings. And once you're in the intention for more than, like, even 5 minutes of making the sound, it's so easy to not be distracted for the next hour or so.
I like that. That's an interesting way of locking the time in more and getting a better focus.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Okay, so now you're saying once you're in this state, the biggest problem that you said is also that the nervous system gets occluded or has distractions in it caused basically from our bodies, right?
Yeah, it's toxin. The food we eat, the things we're exposed to, and one of the worst ones is the stress you get from electromagnetic radiation from cell phones and routers and police radios and radar and all those things. They really cause havoc in the nervous system. So we use detox to keep people as clean as we can, and they get much, much more sensitive results from it. And you can use quartz crystals to help with some of those things. You can use things like Bob Dratch. He's got software that generates holographic waveforms or holoforms, and they tune up your nervous system. And we use a lot of detox just to keep our practitioners clean, so when they're somebody who does Reiki or something very sensitive, where they heal the body that way, we make sure they stay clean so they do better work. And just like muscle testing, a lot of times we'll get somebody who may want to do muscle testing to see what they need for a particular item. But the problem is muscle testing works with the nervous system. And if your nervous system is compromised, you will get unreliable results with your muscle testing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something people don't take into account that use muscle testing. They have to remember that that person must have a working, functioning nervous system on a high level.
Well, also, the thing that always bothered me about muscle testing, even though I use it.
But we all do.
is the fact that how do you separate out, you know, the person's energy that's actually doing the muscle testing on the other person?
And, well, that was another thing that I've told people in the past, too. I said, look, if you're going to have somebody muscle test you, remember something. Unless there's somebody who's extraordinarily clean in their diet,
uh-huh,
and they keep detoxed, and there's somebody who has a very smooth emotional,
stability.
This is someone who, if the dog happens to tinkle on their rug in the house, they don't get upset. if their husband or wife says something a little off, they don't
equanimity.
Get really out of whack, because it takes just one of those instances to wreck the entire day in muscle testing for you if you allow those things to creep in.
Mm-hmm.
So you do have to be careful.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of the techniques and things you do to detox?
Well, there's several phases. You do physical detox by using detox kits, and I have everything that we need up on my website. You also have to do two other types of detox that people don't realize. First of all, you've got to have emotional detox. So if you've got any long-held grudges or things like that that are causing you difficulties,
mm-hmm,
you need to deal with those.
Mm-hmm.
Because they can hold back your ability to do physical detox. And then these others, the spiritual detox, where you have to find your place in the universe and your purpose, because if you're still walking around today and saying things like, I don't know why I'm here, and I feel out of place, and we all feel out of place here on the planet to one extent or another, because you know, you're here to learn some lessons and to develop for whatever comes next. So you're going to feel a little out of place, but you shouldn't feel like you have no idea what your purpose is. And if you're at that point in life, you need to do the spiritual work so that you can actually get yourself synchronized, frequency and emotionally and physically, so that you can move through life and be a benefit to yourself and others. And my statement to everyone is learn how to meditate so that you can get in there. And something you do that's extraordinarily beneficial. People, I don't think they even realize how beneficial toning is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something you taught me. And the benefit to that is just plain staggering.
Yeah.
Because it helps us do physical, emotional, and the spiritual detox.
That's great.
So I go in, and we handle things like mold, which depresses your immune system dramatically, and almost all of our clients have mold issues. So you have to clear that out, or you're not going to get a good detox done. And then we work on cleaning the extracellular matrix fluid. That's the fluid that surrounds all the cells. That's where a lot of the toxins get impregnated. And then, of course, they go into the fat cells as well, and whatever weak areas of the body. So we work on all of that, and our system is so comprehensive because we've taken literally several decades of knowledge to put these together and made sure they actually do work and do what they're supposed to. That's how my life was saved back in 2003.
Do you have to, when you do detox, do some people over-detox too quickly, or how do you deal with that?
Yeah, that's called a Jarisch-Herxheimer reaction, or Herx for short.
Uh-huh.
All right, let's just go over this real quick because this is important.
Uh-huh.
When you get a cold or a flu, name some of the symptoms you get.
Well, you get runny nose and achy and things like that.
Exactly. Sometimes loose stool or even diarrhea, headaches, mm-hmm, achy joints.
Mm-hmm.
All of these are actually not the flu or the cold. That's your liver and your kidneys processing too much of the dead bacteria from the virus that your body's killing off, that it sends a warning signal to you saying, hey, come on, this is all I can handle. You can't keep sending me this quantity. So it sends you a headache or achy joints or whatever to let you know that too much is going on at one time.
Mm-hmm.
And when we do a detox, what we try to do is keep them just this side of a Herxheimer reaction. Because when you hit the Herxheimer, that's kind of stressful too, and it's very unpleasant. but at least you know what your limits are of detox when it happens. So then you can back off a little bit so that you keep getting the maximum amount of toxins and dead bacteria out of the body, at the same time having a reasonable quality of life while you do it. And so that's why I teach detox to every client, so that they can understand what they're doing, they know what to expect, and when they get a Herximer, they know how to reduce what they're doing just enough to get it back in line so they get the maximum out and still wind up having to be able to go to work and have a reasonable quality of life.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the results that you've gotten?
Well, if you go to my website, and again, it's www.jefteach.net. Right under my logo, there's a stethoscope and some of the software we use for analysis and a microscope. It'll say, click here to read some of the results of a Jeff Tech detox. And basically, this is a young fellow who he and his mother both did a full detox with me. And they went through it, and it was pretty interesting. And if you want, I'll read you the paragraph on it.
Sure.
All right. It says here, when I was 18, I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis. I was put on steroid and an anti-inflammatory drug. Now, by the way, these were $1,500 a month shots this guy was taking.
Wow.
Now, while on both of these, he put on weight and lost nearly all of his energy. And after about a year, he was put on a biologic drug called Humira. And at the time, he was working at a local coffee shop, and he met me there, and we talked about it. And he said, as I started to know Jeff better and learn about what he does, I decided to try his detoxification protocol. So we put him on DMSO drops orally with distilled water, and after 2 weeks, 75% of his pain and inflammation disappeared completely. And then shortly after this, he began the protocol fully, and he went through the entire protocol, which took about 3 months from beginning to end. And he said, when I was finished, all of my pain and inflammation was completely gone. Mm. It's now roughly 2 years later, and I'm in better health and shape than I have ever been in because of the protocol. I have more energy than I know what to do with, and I do a high-intensity workout on a regular basis. This protocol not only helped with my arthritis, but it helped in almost every aspect of my life. I sleep better and get a much more restful sleep, and before the detox, I would get extreme motion sickness if I sat in the back seat of a car. I'd always have to take Dramamine for it. Now I never get motion sickness and haven't since the detox. My mind is much clearer, I can think much better, and my memory has improved almost tenfold. This also helped with my social life. Before I did this protocol, I was extremely reserved and would rarely talk to people when I was in a group, and even when I was with close friends, I was still fairly reserved. Well, now I'm still reserved, as is my personality, but I participate in conversations when I'm with people and with my friends. Mike in Northern Pennsylvania. So you can see some of the results that have been gotten from doing detox.
So what percentage, do you have an idea what percentage of people it's not very effective for, or that don't get good results?
It's not very effective for 99% of the people that don't do the work. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, when you're doing detox, if you think you're going to be eating steak and potatoes throughout your detox and drinking and smoking and having lots of caffeine, then you are not a client for me, because I'm not going to help you, because you're going to get benefit from it. You're going to get cleaned up quite a bit, but you're not going to get the kind of results that I want people to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go to someone else and get them to help you with your detox. But if you come to me and you're serious and you want to do the work, I'll show you how to use green vegetable juicing and literally unplug decades of crud and crap out of your extracellular matrix. We will upregulate all kinds of organ tissues just by giving you better nutrition. This is what I'm trained in. I'm board certified in it, and I know exactly what I'm doing, and I get good results. Now, if you ask me what kind of results do I get for people who actually do the protocol properly,
mm-hmm.
we're looking at in the neighborhood of probably about 92 to 93% get phenomenal results.
Mm.
There are 7%, 7 or 8%, somewhere in there, that get great results, but they don't get everything that they were looking for. Mm-hmm. Some people will get great upregulation in their thyroid and it kicks back. Others will drop lots of weight and they won't get everything they want in their thyroid, or they won't get everything they want with their multiple sclerosis. Now, multiple sclerosis, obviously, is lesions on the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And with clients like that, they don't all get the same results because those lesions have to be healed, and I have yet to find a proper lipid to seal them up quickly.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get great results with them. I have a current MS patient who was having a bowel movement every few days. That's how bad a shape she was. Well, right now, she is having an average of about 2 bowel movements a day, like a normal person. Now, a really good day is 3 or 4, but 2 is very acceptable. So we've gotten some great results on people that, even though they have permanent damage, we're still able to change their quality of life and get them far more than they had before.
How about people with Parkinson's?
Parkinson's is very interesting. Parkinson's and Alzheimer's, there are two things that separate them. One is if they had issues from birth, and we'll talk about that just real quickly. The second is it depends on where the toxins were deposited in the brain. If it's in the frontal areas, you're going to get Alzheimer's, like I did, and I cured my own Alzheimer's. Parkinson's is in the back right, the substantia nigra, and you clean them out with detox, and you've got to use really heavy-duty green vegetable juicing to give them the nutrients, and you need to make sure they have plenty of good lipids for the brain, and you got to do the electrolytes. Now, I use, you know Mohsen, and I use his gold and platinum solutions, his sols, and they help with the electrolytes, they help with the pH balance. And we both know that most disease conditions, you must get their pH regulated, and you need to get a lot more oxygen in. I just created a new supplement that helps even the sedentary people who sit in front of a computer all day or in front of the television and don't get any exercise. We actually ram the oxygen they do have through the cells using an organic sulfur product, and then we mix it with a couple other items, one for ATP production, for people whose ATP pumps aren't getting the right sugars anymore, and we add in two others that speed the blood and the chi flow within the body. And I've got people on it right now that one of them's in martial arts, and he swears by the stuff because it literally will give tremendous levels of energy in the body.
Wow. You know, it really makes me think about the amping up the emotional and spiritual side. It sounds like you really got the physical side 100% down here, or as far as we know on this planet right now.
We're as close as we're going to get, but you're right. The emotional and the spiritual are really important because I can detox your body all day long, but if you don't clean out that emotional baggage, There are some things we won't get back.
You know, it's interesting. It makes me think of, I used to have anxiety attacks, and I found that I could do meditation and get rid of the anxiety attack basically by doing a chakra treatment with sound. But within like a couple hours or even 6 hours, I would feel this buzzing in my abdomen, or in my thyroid, or actually in most of the chakras, that would actually then continue, even though I was in a state of complete bliss.
Right.
So I realized that there were toxins that were still needing to be cleared out that had built up from all of the stress from the previous year that actually had caused the whole panic attack in the first place. A lot of people think panic attacks are completely emotional, but it became very clear that there was a chemical part to it as well.
Absolutely. And on my website, if you go to the store section and go into detoxification, we have something called the Heal Detox Kit. And if you add to that, if you go to the homeopathic section, you can find the Heal Kit in there and an item called Tonsilla, T-O-N-S-I-L-L-A. Mm-hmm. The Tonsilla, what it does is it supports the adrenals while you do the detox kit. And the detox kit is easy. You just, after each meal, you put 10 drops from each of the three little bottles in it under your tongue, and you hold it there for 3 minutes and then swallow. That's as tough as it gets. And what happens is that adrenal support, because detox takes so much energy out of your body, you actually get help with your stress levels, which helps you detox better.
Mm-hmm.
And we found one other thing that's interesting. Your pH levels are extraordinarily important. So it turns out that if you get your pHs balanced reasonably well, there is a pH shift that happens at night, which allows the extracellular matrix to release the toxins so that you pee and poop that stuff out in the morning. And so there's a couple of very interesting keys to this lock that you pay attention to. And so when somebody does detox with me, I have them fill out a BBMS, which is Body, Brain, Mind, Spirit. It's a little spreadsheet. They fill it out every day at the end of the day. And it's just quick checkoff boxes. It's easy. And you can see over the course of a week exactly how well they're responding to detox. And then we have another one, which is a detox eval. It's a little spreadsheet with even less questions, but it has key areas and systems we ask about. And when you fill that out, you send it back in, and I analyze it, and I can tell you exactly what level you need for detox and what you should do first and what you do second. And for your listening audience, what I'll do is anybody who requests it from me, and you can get me at jef@jeftech.net. Send me an email and say BBMS, please. And I'll send you both of those forms. You fill them out and send back the detox eval. And at no charge, I will give a free consult to each person that sends one back. And I'll tell them exactly what we see, what systems are compromised, and what they can do about it. And then they can go and take a few days and figure out whether or not they actually want to do this. And that way it'll help them.
How much does it cost? I assume there's various levels that you can get into it at.
Yeah, if you were to just go to my detox site and you went to the homeopathic section and you got a Heal Detox Kit, you're looking at, I think, $45. You get a bottle of Tonsilla. I think that's another $36 or something like that. And that's all you need to do a basic detox and clean out several decades of garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you want to do a really deep detox, you can spend $150 and get a little bit more done. Or you could spend, if you're looking at cleaning up something like a serious disease condition, you can spend around $300, and you can go in and you can literally do work on your cellular respiration, your enzyme pumps. You can work on your, and the basic kit, by the way, it does everything in organs. It does all your organs, all of the tissues that have blood flowing through them, all the glands, and it crosses the blood-brain barrier and cleans out crap loads up there. But when you do a real heavy-duty one, we actually specifically focus on people who have cellular respiration issues and people who have enzyme systems that have been shut down, and we get them upregulated. The only people you won't get 100% on are people who have permanent damage.
Uh-huh.
And that's not that many people.
So you're talking about less than $500 to do like a full-on one, even?
Oh, gosh, yeah. For $333, you can do something that will clean out decades of garbage, and it will bring strength back to tremendous numbers of organs and glands. Because when we do the detox eval, if your score is too high and we ask you a couple of questions, we won't do the detox until we've actually done some organ and gland support first.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it inexpensively. So you would do about 12 weeks of that to get the organs and glands functioning again.
Mm-hmm.
Then you would do your detox kit, and clean out the rest of the cellular matrix, because by now your organs and glands are strong enough to do the work.
Mm.
We had one woman who, her systems were such bad shape, it took us over a year to get her to the point where she was having good bowel movements, and now she's finally warm again. She was cold her whole life, and literally frigid all day, tired, run down, ragged, couldn't even have the strength to eat. And so we were able to get a lot of results from her, but it took literally 2 years. But this is a person with a chronic disease condition that they've had for decades, and that's pretty rare.
So, okay, this is incredible. I mean, it's really amazingly inexpensive where it can really transform your life. So we've only got about 15 minutes, and so it makes me think, well, a couple of things. First of all, I think we should talk later about partnering so I can help with the emotional clearing, because I have a whole range of techniques to with sound to clear out emotions and deep subconscious negative beliefs.
Yeah, I'd like to do that with you.
Yeah, and then we also, of course, you know, resonate the soul frequency. We resonate a direct connection to spirit and source, which are also really, really help in
right, that'd know. Be excellent, because yeah. I am absolutely incredibly good at doing the physical detox, but I am absolutely unqualified to do emotional and spiritual detox.
Yeah.
So it sounds like you've specialized in this, and that's a great match.
Yeah, if someone's got, I mean, there's so many emotional issues, including these subconscious beliefs, that are just going to continue resonating problems. So you're saying that percentage-wise, what would be your guess as to the different toxins that are out there that cause problems?
Oh, my God, you're talking about hundreds? And hundreds and
yeah.
hundreds and
well,
hundreds.
Well, there's food, and then there's the things that the government does, and then there's like electromagnetic. Which
oh,
would
yeah.
you?
It's everything from the food supply and the way it was raised and grown and genetically modified to all the pesticides. And just because you're getting your food from an organic group doesn't mean you don't have pesticides on it. And it doesn't mean you don't have all kinds of chemical pollutants, because the air captures that. And as that jet stream flows and the rains come down, it drops it into your organic garden, and it just toxifies it. So today, it is not a matter of, oh, I've got an organic garden, I'm okay. No, it doesn't work like that anymore. And we even sell clays on our website that are powdered like fine talcum powder, that have over 50 minerals in them, so when you do raise crops, at least it's got a heavy load of nutrients instead of that 3 or 4 or 5 minerals you get from a garbage home and garden store.
Cool. Okay, so now, say we're all cleaned out. Our nervous system is vibrating at the highest frequency without any distortions or anything's interrupting it. Our whole system is really just flowing to the max. What do we do then?
My first thing that I recommend everybody do is some meditation, because going inside and shutting everything out, no thoughts, no feelings, no anything, and just going in there and getting a little quiet for a while helps tremendously. The next thing, I use the radionics to stimulate the other things I'm doing, whether it be remote viewing or whatever. And I even use, I don't know if you're familiar with this, but there's a guy named Todd Murphy who built the Shiva neural stimulation systems. And we have used those for all kinds of things. One of the things I got from it was I got bilocation in just a few sessions. And it was pretty staggering, because I found myself outside the Earth atmosphere on the asteroid belt.
Wow.
And that was in a bilocation. So there's a lot of things you can do to help your mind stretch. And so the frequencies of some of the things you're doing are an ideal adjunct to help get this happening.
So tell me, when you're in these other realms, or it's mostly just an astral realm, or are there different realms that you go that you can traverse through?
When you start using radionics, if you're smart, you'll start learning how to tune into the elements. You'll learn how to tune into the planets, the signs, the houses. And once you've done that a little bit, you get very sensitized to even more.
Uh-huh.
So that's a great way of getting started. And then when you, let's say you're doing remote viewing or consciousness projection, where you project your consciousness into an object or a person or an animal, those are things that stretch your mind. And the more you stretch it, the more you realize there's no limit to it. And that's what we're really after, is no limits, right?
Yeah, well, that makes me think, why fool around? Why not just go straight to source?
Well, that's what a lot of people attempt to do. The problem is everyone has their own theory of what the source is.
Uh-huh.
And I'm of the opinion that if you know what it is, great, use it.
Uh-huh.
But I have heard a lot of different theories, and I haven't found one that fits for me yet.
I got one that might work.
Shoot.
Being a frequency person, I think of source as simply all frequencies in the universe. And I see it as all of us being all frequencies in the universe. And that's
we're all connected that way.
Uh-huh.
And that's something most people have trouble accepting, that their little nose hair is connected to a rock on the back end of Pluto. They have trouble, you know, realizing that, but we connect between each other in several ways. Your ears don't just hear sounds, they put sounds out. They're called autoacoustic emissions.
Mm-hmm.
Your subconscious links with another person anytime you talk on the phone or you talk in person.
Right.
Your nervous systems link when you're close to each other.
Sure.
They will also link when you're talking on the phone or far away. When you look at each other in their eyes, you are generating scalar waves. If you don't believe that, stare at the back of somebody's neck for a little while and watch their head snap around, wondering where it came from.
Uh-huh.
Show you how to generate a scalar wave with your hands. It's very simple.
What's the highest experience you've ever had while in these other realms?
I was in an astral projection the very first time I was in one. And I remember listening to John Lear talk about this on a radio show, and I thought it was bunk until I actually remembered back to my first astral projection, and I found out that, oh my gosh, it does happen. I left my body, and I decided to launch out into the solar system. And as I got close to the moon, a large, booming male voice said, "Stop, go back."
Mm.
And I was pissed, you know. I thought, well, God, you know,
you're
young,
off and running.
Right? I thought it was God or something, you know, and I was like, oh, okay, I'll go back. Well, knowing what I know now, I'd have said, screw you, I'm going anyway.
Huh?
But what happened was, is years later, I had listened to John Lear talking about one of the original remote viewers being tasked to follow a soul when it left the body. And he found it going towards the moon, towards a large tower with some sort of crystalline object on it. And when he got close, a male voice said, "Stop, go back, you can't come here." And it got so loud, he had to break off the remote viewing session. So it's something that I know is fact, but I don't understand what it is. But I do know it ain't source. So that was the most staggering thing that ever happened to me, other than the time when I bilocated on that asteroid belt. So there's some fun stuff that happens, and there's hundreds of others that have happened. I have had entities enter my bedroom while I was lifting out of my body into an out-of-body experience.
Mm-hmm.
And that was rather unique.
I've had lucid flying dreams ever since I was a kid. I've had hundreds of this.
Oh, man, they are my favorite.
Oh, my God, I love my flying dreams.
Oh,
and you know,
I could do that every night. I'd die happy.
I taught Jan Sircone, actually one of our instructors, how to actually fly in one of the dreams. I've taught other people. And, you know, once I was reading the second book by Jonathan Siegel, where he's doing some travel in his dreams, and I normally just fly along at a really slow pace. And then after reading the book, I remembered the book in the dream that night, and I realized I can go as fast as I want, and I took off at a million miles an hour. And it was a little intense because I'd always kind of been lopping along at just, you know,
yeah, just relaxing, flying over the trees like a bird.
I was like, whoa! You know, so but ever since then, I'm kind of back to lopping along, which I kind of like.
You know what I've told people when I'm teaching them to do this? I tell them the first thing you do when you get out of the body, don't look back at it because it might shock you when you go back in. Mm. Walk to another room quickly and then put your hand through a wall or something solid. And then what I tell them is walk through a wall slowly, and as you're going through it, look at the inside of the wall and the way it's constructed. And they can't believe they can do it until they actually do it, and then they come back and tell me, oh, my God, I did, and it was amazing. So all the stuff in between.
Well, maybe we'll talk tomorrow, and I'll let you know what it looked like.
Ah! Yeah, it's fun. It's a lot of fun. I enjoy that stuff.
Cool.
Sounds like you got a lot of fun in sleep.
Yeah, well, you know, it seems like the whole deal is to use this capability of going out of the body to really start, you know, collecting light and going and working with source and whatever that is to really go to, you know, help yourself and others go to higher states of consciousness.
Yeah, and I think that the more we do this, the more we teach others, the more we help each other, the higher our vibratory rate gets. So all the things you do that help others raises your vibratory state.
Yeah. It's also amazing because really the whole deal is exactly what we teach at the beginning here, and it's the basic laws of resonance. You know, when you're always drawn to a similar vibration, a stronger vibration will overcome a weaker vibration. You can even transform a weaker vibration with a stronger vibration.
That's
and the stronger the vibration, it creates a resonant field.
Yeah, we use it in radionics. It's called negative entropy.
Uh-huh.
The energy will move from the weaker to the stronger.
Mm. Nice. Well, tell us again your contact information before we close here.
All right. If they want that detox eval and the BBMS, it's JEF at JEFTech.net. My website is JEFTech.net. And there's plenty of information up there. If they contact me, I can help out. And there's no charge for the BBMS and the eval and the follow-up consult to discuss what we found.
Cool. Great.
And that's for your listeners.
Well, thanks so much for being on. I really appreciate it and really enjoyed it.
Oh, so did I, because now we have some things we can work on together that I think are going to help a lot more people.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the combination could be unbelievably powerful.
Good.
So,
and thank
again,
you for what you do.
Yeah. So again, our intention is that everybody may harmonize body, mind, and soul and spirit from now on and hold that frequency into the evening of harmony and through the rest of the week, through months to come, years to come, and imagine harmonization of body, mind, and spirit for lifetimes to come. Thanks.